Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, hey, everyone, welcome. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIVO 1570, The Light. It is a beautiful day here in the cool Southern California. Usually we have a warmer day, but we're going into winter. But, hey, cool here is like 60 degrees. So, Atlanta, I know you guys are laughing at what I just said about cool, but, yes, that's cool here. But it is 11/14/2011, 12 p.m. here in San Diego, 3 p.m. ATL. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Money Mondays, everyone, Working Diva. You know, every Monday, you know, I have my my segment with Karen Bond Show, Working Divas, to speak on different topics that's going on that can be useful and helpful, ladies, or fellas, if you want to read on to, or anyone you can, but it is targeted to us ladies pulling together as a force of our own. Today, you know, I have a great, great topic that a lot of people have some questions about, and it's just being financially smarter in this stagnant economy or this recession. So definitely get on over there to workingdivas.com and take the opportunity to read some bullet points that I shared with all of you that may help you get to the next step and be on the path of financial success and wherever you may be. But it's definitely a great article for you to go ahead and check out for today. So, everyone, I just want to give thanks first before we go forth. And, you know, I got a great show for you guys today. Another piece, a big component that when it comes to you being a business owner or just having a brand yourself. But before we get to that, I just want to first say, because it has just been an absolute blessing of the things that have been coming to Build, Grow, and Enjoy lately. It's just, you know, from so much stuff. I cannot say it just now. You got to keep tuning in because we have not done any of the releases yet. But I just want to give thanks first to, you know, just all the blanket, like I said, blessings that's coming to BGE. It is just absolutely amazing. And I just want to express, it is just, you know, as you guys know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy is just all about helping people. You know, we have the different segments, if it's from you know, the educational piece, you know, the communication PR piece, spiritual piece, the entrepreneur piece, the health piece coming soon, the youth piece with the 212 ministry that I'm a part of with the Word of Faith, and then of course the entrepreneur piece, but there's so many pieces to it. But all I want to do is just say that, you know, it's just crazy how when you help others, you know, it brings the blessings in your life and it allows you to help other people. So I just want to say that's what it's all about. So as you guys are out there on your mission, on your calling, doing what you need to do to get yourself forth, just always keep in mind, don't focus on the reward. Sometimes you just cannot focus on that. You focus on how are your skills, your talents helping someone else. And with everything else, you will get that reward. So I just have to say that to everyone because, like I said, Build, Grow, and Enjoy has just been absolutely blessed, especially what's to come for 2012. We are, like, running around, scrambling, trying to keep up with things. We're pulling it together. We have it together. There are going to be so many great changes that's going to be coming for you all. Just keep tuning in. Like I say, the growth is going to a next level. Build, Grow, and Enjoy is definitely going to be a household name. So just know that faith, hard work, and perseverance pays off, everyone. So keep pushing. Know that you will reach your goal. You cannot give up. Winners do not give up. So you got to keep pushing forward. Stay tuned, like I said, because if you are not a part of this financial movement that's going on with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, I'm going to say you're not part of much. You're part of something if you are, you know, whatever, but you're not part of much because I'm telling you, you know, we're pulling in everybody that is really making the difference throughout the communities, not just nationwide, but globally. So don't sell yourself short. I just want to say thank you to all my listeners because I couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you for my awesome team. Thank you to my family and friends. And most important, the love of my life, and that's the man upstairs. So everyone did their piece in making this happen, and I just have to send a thanks out once again. So join the movement, everyone, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, you know, the membership, or just joining in the community. It's free, so don't short yourself. Get on board today because definitely the movement is alive. So going right into my guest, my guest for today, you know, we know how technology is now is now the new norm of everything, and it is the future. So, you know, with the social sites, you know, Facebook is like a new norm. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are out there. I'm sure, like, some of you guys probably wake up in the middle of the night and go check your Facebook page or your LinkedIn or whatever social site you use, but my point is technology is the future, and it is here now, and as you know, it's going to grow more and more as time comes through. So that's why it's so important to educate yourself or utilize that tool in branding yourself, growing yourself in marketing, not just yourself but your business, to be for success. Because I can tell you, I am a person that took advantage of it myself with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and I'm a living witness that you can grow your business. So whatever niche you're in, you need to utilize that. And today I have a very, very, very savvy person in the business that that's going to talk and discuss how you can leverage this for your brand and your business. I have Dr. Robert Joseph, Chief Technology Officer, MIT grad, so he is super duper smart with Team Internet Marketing, and he's going to share, you know, these key components for your brand and your business to grow. So welcome, Robert. It's a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Robert, and I'm just honored to have you, and just thank you for taking the time to come share this with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, that's good. So how is Atlanta? How's the weather there? I know I said the cool. I know you guys probably laughed when I said 60 degrees, but how's the weather there?
Well, actually, the weather here is a lot nicer than it is in California, which is surprising. It's a sunny day. It's a beautiful fall day. It's not too cold. I don't have a jacket on, so it's nice.
Well, at least you guys get the colors of the season. You know, we got the ice plants, the dry crabgrass. So at least you guys get the season colors.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a price to pay for that, too.
Right.
We get snow every now and then.
Right. I know last year was crazy for us, and I'm hoping, because, you know, I'll be back in Atlanta after the new year, and I'm just hoping to get the snow this year, because I definitely, this year, I want to build some snowmen and just roll in it, make the snow angels. That's just the kind of person I am, but I just want to have a blast with it this year. I was scared last year because it was just too much snow for me. I'm a Cali girl. I was like, ooh, no.
Oh.
Robert, can you let everyone know who you are, a little bit about your background, and what motivated you to create, and you have a partner also, Team Internet Marketing. Just let everyone know a little more about that.
Sure. My name is Robert Joseph, and I've always loved technology. Ever since I was a little kid, I used to watch Lost in Space and the original Star Trek, and, you know, I'm kind of dating myself. But when I got ready to go to college, I wanted to go to a good technology school. So talk with some people that I knew in my area, and they said, you know, they mentioned MIT as one of those schools. And for any kids or any parents that have kids that are technology interested and interested in math and interested in science, MIT is a great school. So I went to MIT and got both a bachelor's and a master's degree in electrical engineering there. But my mom always told me, you know, you need to go on and get your PhD, because once you get it, you got it, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to re-up it or anything like that. And also, I was interested in research, and I was interested in doing other things in technology, so I went to Carnegie Mellon to get a PhD and a master's degree and a PhD in computer science. And during that time, I really also had the entrepreneurial bug. As a little kid, I used to make decorated matchboxes and sell it to the neighborhood, and, you know, do the popsicle and the frozen cup thing, and I just always had this entrepreneurial piece in me. And so while at grad school, I was doing, you know, consulting and things like that. And so business to me was something that I knew I wanted to do. And to fast forward a little bit, I worked for large companies like Bell Labs and AT&T and Sony and places like that, as well as small companies, and really understood kind of and understand how companies work and what are some of the things to focus on and what are some of the things to not focus on. And this comes from working with both companies that have been very successful and working with companies that have, you know, not done as well.
Right.
And each one of those gives you a good insight into, you know, what to do and what not to do. So another MIT buddy of mine, a guy named Craig Preston, also we joined up and we started a company doing a lot of technology stuff and building out websites and building out some of the underpinnings of sites, such as in the Bering Strait School District, building out their whole system for managing students and managing report cards and all of that type of stuff. But we were always looking for that marketing piece because that's a vital part of business. And so we met a woman named Jackie Tulo, in which we then combined companies and we formed Team Internet Marketing. Because with Jackie, with the internet marketing piece, and with Craig and I as the technology piece, we've got a company that is able to deliver the whole spectrum of what a small business needs in order to be successful on the web. And what that is we can deliver the web piece and build out the web to whatever it is that you need, both from a front end, you know, kind of what people see, how people use it, as well as from a back end of, you know, what are the ways in which you want to have customer engagement and what are the ways you want to deal with customers and clients and things like that. Then we have the mobile app piece, and we have a bunch of mobile apps in the store for both the Android and the iPhone. And then we have the internet marketing piece, in which we really do give people a good understanding of, you know, okay, what is all this Facebook about? And you talk about Facebook, and it's great because, you know, 800 million people, are on Facebook. And 400 million are on Facebook daily.
Right.
If you are a small business, you know, you think you might want to be where the 400 million people are.
Right, exactly.
And so,
exactly.
You know, yes. And so we help people to, you know, to figure out what is the strategy for engaging with those people and what is the strategy for getting on to social media, what social media you should get on and that type of thing. So let me pause here. I just kind of went off. You gave me the opportunity, you know.
That's what it's all about. I mean, you're here. We're here to learn about you and how, you know, some of these strategies can help us grow. But before you continue, I do have to say something that caught my attention. You know you're smart if you just watch Lost in Space, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said you know you're smart if you used to watch Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah. I think that just
what
seems
I'm
old.
See, I don't know what's going to keep it real. You know you're a nerd if you watch Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I make no bones about it. I am total nerd. But there really is.
But that's good. Nerds rule.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the really good thing about it is that I'm a nerd that can break it down to normal speak. So I can get geeky and I can geek out, but I can also say, well, look, this is what it really means.
I love it. So let everyone know, you know, now that they know a little bit more about you, a little bit more about you and Jackie, who's your partner, about the business. Now, what are some of the, how can they, what separates you guys from every other company out there that are strategies that you guys specialize in helping, you know, the growth of a brand or someone's business?
I think that there are three things that separate us from the pack. The first is both our technology and our internet marketing background and foundation. You know, hiring an MIT grad or a Carnegie Mellon grad actually puts you in a position of having somebody that's gone through, at least from an educational process, you know, the best of the best. But then you have, from the internet marketing side, you have Jackie Toulos that, you know, she actually started out as a dental hygienist, but then saw the internet as the next greatest thing and took her dental company from $500,000 to $1.5 million in revenue in just under a year's time. And so from that foundation, she's just like, oh, I know how to do this, and she knows how all the pieces fit together and stuff like that. So being able to deliver is, you know, is a big part of it. But the second piece that I think puts us ahead of people is that we provide a holistic solution. You know, it's so funny that when people look, and the way I used to look at it in the past is, okay, I need a website. I need to get a website. And here's all the technical stuff that goes into the website. But what we found out was that people would have a website, and the website would be great, but then they don't have any traffic. And then on the other side, what Jackie was finding is that she's creating these great traffic models and this traffic stuff, but there's things on the website that she wanted to do that she would need a technologist for. So providing that holistic approach of being able to build a website, build a mobile app, build the technical back end that goes along with that, and then put on top of that a marketing strategy that keeps people coming to your site and drives traffic to your site so that people will spend money with you. That's the second thing. And then the third thing that I think that puts us in a different league is that we are a team. We're not a one-person shop. We are a team of people that will get on your particular problem and help to solve it. And we're problem solvers. So those are the three things, I think.
Right. So you got the education, the experience, and just the diversity overall. And that's a great combination to have, an awesome combination to have. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to just, you know, let everyone know about the mobile piece that you guys have, because that's a really huge component in growing your business also. And then in addition to that, just some other things on how they can leverage this in growing their business and the importance of it. So let's just take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalisia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalisia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy WIGO The Light. Have the wonderful Dr. Robinson. I'm kidding, Robert. Dr. Robert Joseph with Team Internet Marketing. We're just talking about a very important component with your brand and your business and the growth of it successfully with his company and how you guys can utilize their strategies and hire them aboard to get you to the next level. So now there's another component to all this that you guys specialize in. And that's the mobile app piece. You know, so many people have these Android phones, the iPhones, you know, always on the go. Let's talk about how, you know, a little more about that to everyone when it comes to their brand and business.
Sure thing. I love the mobile environment because that is a great frontier and a great place to be. And the thing to think about is, for the people that are listening, you know, how many of you have a smartphone in which you do more than just make calls on? And if you look at some of the Nielsen reports, they're saying that by the end of this year, one out of every two Americans are going to have a smartphone. One out of every two Americans are going to have a smartphone, and that number is just continuing to grow. So what that means is that a lot of people are going to their phone in order to get information. I know I use my phone for everything. I have my schedule on my phone. I look up movies on my phone. I search the internet on my phone. You know, if somebody asks a question, if I'm looking for a place to find something, I go to my phone. And so what that means is that as a business, you need to have a mobile strategy, and you need to be on the mobile phone. And that could be a wide spectrum of things. One, it could mean that your website needs to be tuned to show up nicely on the phone. Or two, when somebody does a Google search or somebody does a search, you need to show up so they can find you on the phone. So you see those, if you've been on your phone and you look for some place, you'll see sometimes a Google map come up and it'll show you the different places around where you are that provide the services that you're looking for. You know, or it might mean that you want to do an app, an application on the phone that either allows people to, allows your customers to be serviced, or it could allow your customers to find out more information that they need, or it could just be a branding play in which you create a game or you create something that you're educating people, I mean, that you're using as, like, for instance, what Sprite did. Sprite created this game, and it's all about the game, but Sprite brands it. So when you first get into the game, it's Sprite. As you look through the game, it's Sprite. So it's very much what you want to do with your app. And then the last thing is you could do an app just for money. So Angry Birds is an example of that. They have this game that people buy. They spend 99 cents or $2.49 or $2.99 or whatever, and it puts money into Angry Birds' pocket or the people that created Angry Birds. But
making a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, they are. But what I want to tell people is that because people are like, oh, I've got this great idea for an app, and I just need to build this app, and I'm going to be rich. No, it doesn't happen that way. As with anything, you need a plan, and you need a solid business plan. So it's not just I build this app and then I just sit back and let the money roll in. No, I build this app. First, I figure out who my customers are, who's going to buy the app. Then I figure out, okay, what is it that they want? And then I figure out, okay, now let me build this app for them. And then I figure out how to get the information to them, how to tell them about the app. Because there are 400,000 apps, something like that, in the Apple Store, multiple thousands. And so you're not going to just be found by somebody searching for your app in the Apple Store. You're going to be found by a very focused effort of how you're going to get the word out about your app. So what are the words that people look for so that they can find you in the Apple Store? What are the words that people look for on the Internet so they can find you on the Internet and then lead them to the Apple Store or the Android Marketplace or whatever? So it really is about creating a business and understanding what that business is.
Right. And you guys do so much more besides just that. I mean, you guys create, like I said, the website. You do website. And, of course, the most important piece, you know, marketing on increasing that targeted traffic. I mean, you guys do so much. Pretty much you guys are like that one-stop, you know, one-shop stop for all the Internet marketing needs. You guys are also a part of, which is going to be on Wednesday, the MOM, which is the Business Owner Movement. And it's just great that you're coming on the air today. And you guys are also a part of them, and they'll be on Wednesday. So, you know, it's not just what you guys have for your business. You have other resources. So if there's something that maybe something, you know, someone or something that your client need or product, you guys definitely have the resource to refer them to your other partners, which is a dynamic team that you guys are on.
Thank you. I think a lot of the team that we're on, and just a quick word about the BOM and kind of what we do with them. One of the things that we wanted to do was to create something that's kind of a way of getting people up and started very quickly. And
right.
I'm sure they'll talk about it on the show Wednesday. But one of the things that we wanted to put in place is, with all the different contacts that we have and the referrals that we've done, we've developed a really good network of people that can really establish a company very quickly. What I mean by that is being able to put something in place that gives you legal protection, that gives you accounting protection, that gives you a branding focus, that gives you an internet marketing focus, that gives you your website, that gives you all of these things all rolled into one in a 30-day time period and at a very discounted price. And so we put
right.
this together. We call ourselves the Biz Startup Team. And so people can look at the site Biz Startup Team and see what we have. But it is a dynamic offering for those people that are like, I want to start a business and I don't know where to start. We take that
right.
away from them right there. It's like, you want to start a business? You're serious about it? Boom, hire us. We'll get you up running. We'll get you coaching. We'll get you focused on exactly what you need to do. All you need to do is to have the vision and the product, and we'll get you headed in the right direction.
In the right direction they will be going to. Now, you have a nickname, don't you? You try to keep that one from you. I just saw it. What's your nickname? you don't want me to run with that one.
No, you can run with that one. My nickname is Dr. Tech Talk. The way I came up with that is that, you know, a lot of people were confused about technology and how does it work and all that type of stuff. And so I would spend a lot of time just educating people on, you know, it's not that hard. It's not that bad. You don't have to be afraid of this. There's a way of thinking about this, like Facebook. The way to think about Facebook is that it's a relationship builder. And once you start making that transition, it's like, oh, I know how to do relationships. I've been doing relationships all my life, ever since I was a little kid on the playground going up to somebody and say, hey, you want to play together? To, you know, now forming business relationships or forming, you know, other types of relationships, I know how to do that. And so it's just, okay, now you do that in Facebook. You do that by, you know, talking with people, getting to know them, understanding them, listening to people, you know, seeing what their interests are. You know, it's the same thing. And once you start talking about it like that, then people are like, oh, wow, Facebook isn't so scary now. And then once you do that, and so then what I said was, okay, let's do a show. So I have a half-an-hour show I do on Friday. You can go to Dr. Tech Talk and check it out, drtechtalk.com. And you can see what we do, but we talk about how to use technology in business. And it's free. So we talk about how to use Google and all the applications that Google has, how to use Facebook, how to use, you know, some of the other things that are out there, like emailing campaigns and, you know, all the gamut. And people can, and it's really interactive. You know, people can call in and we talk about it and see what's going on. So that's it. Hello? Hello?
I'm right here.
Okay.
I guess that I had the mic on mute, my bad.
That's okay. I've done that before.
Just talking
away.
It's funny because you left me there and I was like, okay, well, thank you, Dr. Tech Talk. That's what I was saying. So that's but jokes on me, right? Just let everyone know how they can contact you with Team Internet Marketing and reach out to you and your partner, Jackie, to get your services
for
their needs and brands.
There are two ways to get in touch with us. One is just through Team Internet Marketing, the website, and it's teaminternetmarketing.com. Or I'll give people my direct telephone number, and it's 678-355-8090. And they can call me directly. Or if they go to the website, they can have the main number, and they can get in touch with either myself, Jackie, or Craig. We love to talk with people, love to engage them in what their ideas are, what their vision is, and helping them to see those. So give us a call.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for being on the air today, Rob. And, you know, of course, you know, we are definitely at Bill Grown and Joy is going to bring you on board to help us out because I've seen your work, I know your work, and, you know, word of mouth also from, you know, the bomb, the business owner movement. So I'm looking forward to working with you and you coming on board and just, you know, helping to take Build, Grow, and Enjoy to the next level. So it's a pleasure and my continued blessings for the growth of your business also.
Thank you very much. And I just want to give you a congratulations, too, because what you did with Build, Grow, and Enjoy is awesome. You've gotten the people behind you. You're talking about a hot topic that I think everybody needs to talk about. And, I mean, you're doing such a wonderful job, and the connections that you have and what you're doing for people is great. So, you know, my hat's off to you. I just, you know, lots of love, as they say.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot. It's been a lot of hard work, but, yeah, I'm very pleased, but thank you. That means a lot.
Yep.
Okay, so, well, there you guys have it. You have Dr. Robert Joseph with the Team Internet Marketing, also a member of the BOM, Business Owner Movement. He will be, they will be on the air on Wednesday, so you guys can just hear about this dynamic biz startup team that they have created. Just like Robert, Dr. Robert has mentioned, it's a one-stop shop. And if you entrepreneurs that are out there looking to get yourself set up, instead of coming to me like, hey, Kalicia, what do? You need to go on Build, Grow, and Enjoy and click the Biz Startup team banner, or go into the guest group, and if you need just your internet needs, and contact Dr. Robert for assistance in that area, because they will be the definite, they will definitely be the people that I will refer you to. So the movement is alive, everyone, as you can see. So definitely tune in on Wednesday. It's going to be like a continuation. Like I said, the BOM, Business Owner Movement. great, great, great group of dynamic, dynamic professionals that can get your business created and get it growing quickly. So definitely, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget that it's NCES, National Credit Educational Services, conference call tonight. The credit education movement is also continually alive, because that's an area where so much of us are needing assistance in. You can go to buildgrowandenjoy.com, click on the NCES banner for more information. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, the call-in information is on once you click the banner. So definitely, everyone, just have a great day, and stay blessed, and just continue to tune in, join Build, Grow, and Enjoy, get on over to Working Divas and get yourself educated, ladies. Or fellas, if you have ladies in your life, to learn about, how to be financially smarter in this stagnant economy. So my hats off to the Biz Startup Team, the BOM, the Business Owner Movement, Team Internet Marketing. It's a pleasure, you guys. Look forward to great things. Thank you guys all for the growth of Build, Grow, and Joy. We are definitely going to be here to assist you. Let's pull it together, community to community, growing, building, growing, and enjoying. Have a great day, everyone, and enjoy.
Thank you
for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.